US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Just spoke to Gary Rendell. He rang through. He said, make it $300 today. He's been in touch with Daniel Davies. 9221882. If you've got a rumour, $300 today. Get your rumour on the air to win the cash, but you must phone it through. Bobby Tarlow standing by in Los Angeles. Bob, a very good morning to you.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Tuesday morning to you and Steve. More than a dozen wildfires whipped by powerful winds are sweeping through California's wine country north of San Francisco. At least 1,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed. Those fires are burning through big chunks of Napa and Sonoma counties.
There are definitely numerous structures that were consumed, and still at this point, the multiple fires and limited resources continue to be a challenge for us.
Top goal at the moment, saving lives.
It's a wind-driven fire. Our priority right now is to get people out of harm's way.
And those evacuees are filling shelters to beyond capacity. One of those fires in Santa Rosa covered 80 hectares last night and is now 8,100 hectares, wiping out whole neighborhoods in that city of 175,000.
I never thought I'd see Santa Rosa like this. No. So I woke up this morning, I was in shock. It was surreal.
And Steve, firefighters report numerous people were hurt in the frantic evacuation and some people are missing.
How many people are subject to these mandatory evacuation orders? We don't actually have them, I don't think.
You don't there. Yeah, we do here. Now, you don't have to go. If you own a piece of property, you don't have to go, but they strongly urge you to get out. But the answer to your question is about 20,000.
Wow.
Most people were told during the overnight hours to get out fast. For many, it was a headlong rush to safety through smoke and flames.
I drew my blinds, and I just saw flames all up on the hill behind my house. So, of course, I panicked. I'm still shaking. Went out, and they were screaming, fire, 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 get out, get out.
It was terrible. When we left, we could see in the mirror that the whole hill was on fire.
A reporter with TV station KPIX in San Francisco says,
we were hearing stories of people who were just able to grab their pets and literally had the clothes on their backs as they were running, truly running for their lives.
It's a busy period in the wine region at the moment. My wife Barbara and I were there last week. The harvest was wrapping up and most of the grapes are now in bins, and we saw crushing well underway. In addition, Steve and Basil, the region is crowded with tourists at the moment, and many of them are finding themselves out in the open, looking for shelter because the hotels that they were in were evacuated during the night.
Wow. Geez, I tell you what, fire over there in America is a bit like fire here. Bobby, thank you for that. We'll talk soon.